Let her through, let her through. Happy New Year, everybody. The readings from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 54-61. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out towards heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us nor forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him, and keep the commands, decrees, and laws he gave our ancestors. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands, as at this time."
God has in store for us. And we're going to reflect for a few moments on this passage that Sue has just read to us, to see what it has to say to us today. It's from way, way back in the story of God's people, the people of Israel. And it was an important day in their journey, in their understanding of what it meant to be the people of God. A bit of context. The temple had been built, that incredible, ornate, massive structure at the center of Jerusalem. The ark, the symbol of God's presence, had been placed in it. God's glory had filled the temple. And Solomon, the king, at the center of everything that was going on, took an opportunity to pray. And we heard some of those words. And those words, to me, they come across as quite carefully chosen. I think Solomon, yes, was praying to God, but he was also thinking politically about what was going on in the life of the nation. And he starts by praising God, recognizing that he had kept the promises that he had made to Solomon's father, to David, about who would build the ark and about who would succeed him as king. He goes on to recognize the uniqueness of God and that this God is one who lives in a relationship of love with his people. And then he prays that God will indeed come and take up residence in the temple, and that when God's people, in many situations, pray towards that temple, that God will hear and answer those prayers. That's the sort of prayer that Solomon had prayed. And then in the passage that we read, Solomon speaks words of blessing over the people, encouraging them in God. And there are two specific things that Solomon wants them to recognize that God has done for them. He has given rest to his people just as he had promised. The wilderness wanderings were done. The battles to take the land that God had promised were behind them. They were settling into the land. The neighbors were taking note and seeing what God had done. They were becoming a significant people with real influence in that part of the world. God had kept all of the promises given through Moses. Not one of them had failed, which is quite an amazing statement. If you look back over 2022, we probably all made various commitments, statements, promises that we would do something. And if we're honest with ourselves, we might think, there were one or two that I didn't live up to, that I maybe let people down. I didn't do what I said I would do. But Solomon is able to look back and say, not one of them, not one of those promises had failed. Incidentally, I saw something that I found quite amazing last night as I was checking the news. I don't know if you saw this. That at the beginning of 2022, there was a man who had promised to run a marathon every day of 2022. And he would raise money for cancer research. And the report last night said he had done that. Every day, he had run a marathon, often on the way to work in the morning, as you do. And he can look back and say, that promise that I made at the beginning of 2022, I have kept. Quite an amazing thing. Solomon was able to look back on all the promises that God had made and said he had kept them. And some of those promises were quite remarkable. He promised to rescue them from Egypt. He had promised that they would be his people, he would be their God. He'd promised to give them the land in which they were now living. He'd promised to send an angel in front of them to guard them and to guide them on their journey. He had promised to act directly against their enemies. And looking back over the hundreds of years that had passed, Solomon is able to say, in total and complete confidence, that not one word of what God had promised good to do to his people had failed. He had kept. He had lived up to every single commitment he had made to them. Something for them to rejoice in, but also something for them to have confidence in as they looked ahead to the future. And we have an opportunity this morning at the start of a new year to reflect on that in our context. To think about the good things that God has done for us in 2022. And for the realization of that to give us confidence in him for the year ahead. Yes, there have been difficulties, and it is important to recognize those. But it is also important to recognize how God has been, and God will continue to be, faithful. It's part of his nature. It's who he is. And from that place of resting in what God had already done, Solomon continues by recognizing the importance of staying close to God. And how there are two sides to this. And both of them are vital. He prays that God will stay close. He will never leave them. He will never give up on them. And he also prays that God will work in their lives. He will change them so that they have a desire to be in God's presence, to be obedient to him, to follow what he says. Do we pray similar prayers? Do we pray that God will stay close to us? And if so, is the way we live consistent with that? Do we live the sort of lives that make us people that God wants to be close to? Are we prepared to pray that God will work in us and change us so that we are more aligned to his purposes? That we are more obedient to him? That we are more willing to follow what he says? Many of us struggle with the idea of change. We'd like things to be how they have always been. But I think the challenge of these words this morning is that if we are really serious about living as God's people, then change should be something we look forward to and desire deeply. And Rachel was talking about this when she was sharing earlier as she introduced our third song. That being openness, that being open to change as God works in us and transforms us. Change to be more in tune with God. Change to be more in step with God. Change to be ready to go where he sends and to do what he commands. Are we prepared, as Solomon was, to pray for that in the year that lies ahead. And then Solomon brings his words to a close with a clear call to the people. And I think his words here are very challenging. May your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. Being fully committed is a big thing. We might be committed to getting enough exercise, but decide we don't want to go out for a run when it's pouring with rain. Apparently, if we go to South Africa, we don't have to worry about that. We might be committed to a diet, but take a break when we were away on holiday. We might be committed to reading the Bible every day, but allow other things to take priority when we're particularly busy. And how many things can we be fully committed to? I guess it's just a small number. And where does our commitment to God fit in that? Interestingly, I can only find one person in the Bible who is described as being fully committed to God. If you can find others, I'd be fascinated to hear. I was surprised that there's only one person for whom this phrase is applied directly. It was a king called Asa. And even he wasn't able to do everything that God would have wanted him to do. We find him this reference in 1 Kings 15:14. Although he did not remove the high places, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. Fully committed to the Lord. Another king, Hezekiah, was able to say similarly that he had walked before God with wholehearted devotion. It's 2 Kings 20 verse 3. So it did happen, but it seemed to be fairly rare. The list of people of whom it could be said that they were fully committed to God. But this is what Solomon prays for the entire nation. May your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees, to obey his commands, as at this time. It's a high calling. Why was this something that Solomon wanted for himself and for his people? And the simple answer, I think, is that Solomon realized it worked. For those who were fully committed to God, for those who were determined to live as God had called them to live, they would experience the sort of blessings that the people had seen in the past as God fulfilled the promise that he had made to them through Moses and others. What would it mean for you to be fully committed to God this year? Would it mean giving up things that were taking too much time that should be spent with God? Would it involve changing some of the ways we live? Would it involve recognizing that God, not us, has that place of ultimate authority in our lives? Solomon failed. Asa failed. We will fail if we seek to do this in our own strength. But if, like Solomon, we pray asking for God's help, that God will turn our hearts to him, then this could be our experience in the year that is ahead. Now is the time that people often make resolutions. This seems like a good one to make. That we will seek to live 2023 as people who are fully committed to God. But as Heather was praying earlier, this is not something we can do on our own power, but something we can ask God for help and the strength and the desire to do. In a few minutes, we're going to read another passage from the Bible, and I'll come and reflect on that a bit further. But for now, I'm going to hand back to Heather to enable us to think a bit more about God's faithfulness in the year that has just passed.